We are looking for folks who love KBOO, who are committed to our community, and who want to carry forward KBOO's values of peace, justice, democracy, human rights, multiculturalism, environmentalism, freedom of expression, and social change. KBOO needs you. Apply today.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor Pass the Mic on Friday, July 20th from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Franklin High School in Portland. Pass the Mic aims to decrease isolation and find ways to connect youth to carve out their own expressive safe space and to share it in their own creative terms. This five-day music camp culminates in a closing concert by the Immigrant and Refugee Youth Campers, featuring their bands and performances created during the week. Again, that's Pass the Mic on Friday, July 20th from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Franklin High School, 5405 Southeast Woodward Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Portland.
Come on, love. brothers out there flaking and perpetrating but scared to kick reality.
Man, you've been doing all this dope producing. You ain't had a chance to show them what time it is.
So what you want me to do?
Spread yourself.
My friends, yet another episode of the Calculated Conversation Show.
Yes.
I'm your host, David Jefferson, and your co-host, Ken Jones, definitely has returned.
Yeah.
You know.
What's going on with you, brother?
Oh, man, it's good. It's good. Happy to be back in the station, man.
Yeah.
I can let it all out.
You've been managing to stay dry?
It ain't been too difficult.
Yeah.
My neck ain't been staying dry, though.
Bro, that's exactly
I'm
where
just
mine
about my
up.
Neck.
You're under the soggy neck.
Right. The wet cornflake neck, man.
Man.
But, we in the house. We had a dope show last weekend.
Right.
Or last week, right?
Last week, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we touched on some stuff. Gratitude, energy management. I think one of our favorite callers called in, Jeff.
Yeah.
With the goal, the gratitude is the grace, and the Man. Grace is the goal.
Yeah, that was, I had to jot that down. I had to rewrite that out a couple times and kind of make sure. I told myself I'm going to come back to it and kind of expand on that, right. That base mm-hmm. idea.
Yeah, that was crazy, man, just because it is rare, though, you right. know, and I never really looked at it that way, the having grace in this world and having gratitude, you know, you don't find the majority of people that naturally have that, you know, because again, the transparency issues and masculinity issues and, you know, the fear of not being enough for everybody,
yeah.
things like that, it keeps people kind of on edge and over competing. I think it's in a lot of areas where they can actually work together,
right?
You know what I mean? So, huh. But, Man, we had a dope photo shoot Saturday morning.
Yeah, that was a nice little come together. That popped.
Yeah, if you guys on our social media, we actually got hundreds of pictures, but we only threw up like about maybe 10 or 15 playing around.
Yeah, we gotta go through and pull them all together. We get a nice little slideshow or something put up for y'all.
Yeah, it was so many to choose from, but if you on our IG at Calculated Conversation or either our Facebook page at Calculated Conversation Radio Show.
Yeah,
we added some stuff up there. What, Twitter too? Do we add some stuff?
I think they
don't naturally go there.
It might be linked to the Facebook for when it get posted to the Facebook page. I think it automatically uploads to the Twitter. Calculated Talk.
Yeah. So man, we had a cool weekend. I know I did. I mean, it's always ups and downs, but I think for the most part, it was a super eventful weekend,
right.
man. Like. Starting with the photo shoot early Saturday,
mm-hmm.
We came up to the station. We walked around and we actually got into we walked around a couple corners around
right.
here, but then we actually got into a real conversation. So, a lot of the photos that the photographer took, which was Ken's brother, was actual photos of us really in the zone.
Yeah, so that was,
and we looked
was not
at the,
staged. If y'all happen to see us in a mid-face.
We looked at the pictures. We was like, oh, we was really breaking it down right there.
Righteous.
And those, you know what those really, what I thought when I saw those are the actual photos of what we used to do when we bumped into each
right.
other.
Right.
You know what I mean? Before the show started.
And it got documented. That's the only difference.
Like, we've been doing that stuff, man. So his brother was real professional, man. I mean, he got low, was super serious the whole time.
Right.
laid down a couple times and climbed
Jordan.
On some stuff, man. You know, it was pretty nice to have him there with the eye he had. We got some cool shots though.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like we definitely once we, you know, transitioned from over here at the station and then got over to the Mississippi Street.
Fair.
After spending 20 something minutes trying to find somewhere to park.
It was hectic down there.
Yeah, got that little journey going and kind of navigating. I feel like one of the highlight moments for that little couple hours was you happening to catch the publishing stand,
right.
the publisher stand, and sparked a conversation that blossomed into possible opportunities.
That's right.
That was one of those moments where it just escalated in the conversation, and then to find out, you know, the teacher doing her sociology.
Mm-hmm.
I said something about, you know, my background a little bit with that, and then it was the connection there. Right. Then start feeding us information that was like, whoa.
Yeah, I don't know if she said she had been on KBOO or her friends had was on KBOO.
Yeah, that's before. What I couldn't remember that too. I know she said she had done it in other cities with stations similar to KBOO.
Yeah, we met a really cool lady up there. She's really into publishing, book publishing, into radio, and really just kind of walking past, and you know, just felt like a little energy shock that kind of pulled me towards her booth.
Yeah,
to ask a few questions and stuff, and you know, it was just the right booth at the right time, and. She gave us a lot of information. We exchanged cards and names and email addresses and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
She got direct connections to certain platforms that can help us get our radio on a more of a national national basis, right?
Right, right.
And so we got certain things we got to upload some of our episodes too, I guess.
Right. And it just basically make it more visible.
Right.
Setting it up to where, you know, it's still linked here to our KBOO stuff, but it'd be more visible in different markets outside of just here locally.
Right. So when we go worldwide, you can say you got it here first, man. So that was pretty nice. We made some connections, shared a lot of energy. A lot of people always often ask, you know, we wear, especially me, you know, wear a lot of calculated conversation clothing. It's a great conversation starter.
Yes, it
you
is.
You know, and people always wonder what it is. And once I get a chance to sort of deliver us a slight spiel to them, then they get immediately interested, you know, and then they want a card and stuff. Now we got all the cards, and you know, we got some nice notebooks and pens now. Oh yeah, also got some refrigerator magnets too. I didn't show you yet.
Okay.
yeah, we got some refrigerator magnets. So if you want to look at our logo before you have breakfast in the morning, that'll work for us. And we got some regular stickers you can put on your moped or something.
Righteous.
So, anyways, so I got a cool story, man.
Hey, let us hear
I got
it.
A cool story. And this is after, right? This wasn't much time after the photo shoot, too.
Okay.
Because I was kind of in the daze, I think, man. I was driving. I think I had left the photo shoot. Did I leave the photo shoot? Yeah, I think I had left the photo shoot with you, and I kind of had went to the fair and did that thing, and was kind of headed home, and had to make a detour. So I mean, the traffic was horrible around the Fremont area, Emmanuel Hospital area, trying to get back on the freeway, especially with that closure.
Right.
So
I got
turned around trying to get back out to the west side. Right.
Okay.
And so, I was on interstate, and I was kind of riding. I was just kind of vibing and thinking about, you know, I was thinking about, this is a great story, too, man. I was super touched. I was super touched after this, man. Like, this made my day. I guess I was driving and, you know, not paying attention, apparently, you know. And so, you know, this was my fault.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so somebody pulled up to me and on my side, and I looked up, and he said, hey, man, you made a mistake back there. You know, like, you was forced over in one lane, and you almost ran me off the road. That's what he said to me. And I was not, and I did not, and I still don't know if he telling the truth. I'm assuming he was, because I wasn't paying attention. But I just didn't. I didn't feel like that. You know, I felt like I was in one lane the whole time. He said the lane ran me off, and so I jumped in his, is what he said. And so at this point, he pulled up to me, looking. I'm like, okay, here we go. You know, it's about to get active, man.
Right, right.
But I said I did. You know, he said, yeah, you did. But you know what? It's okay, man, because we both are right. You know, he said, you know, we going about our business. You know, life is good. He said, love brought us here.
Oh.
He said, you know, I just want to let you know, but it's not a problem.
Oh.
He said, you know, this right here, this is two men sharing love. Brother, I love you, and we got to keep supporting each other and keep moving. That's what he said.
Oh.
Right. And I was like, ain't that something? You know, and it got to a point to where we was actually holding up traffic, because we were side by side talking. And then everybody started honking. But the amount of love he showed me after me making a mistake, you know, hopefully that's from... you know, that's the universe returning the favor back to me that I do for a lot of people. But because of what I expect from the people sometimes, I expected him to react like the average person did. Uh-huh. And so he even blew my mind. So I was thinking about how I was finna have to try to calm down the situation. Right. He was on top of it before I was. He was letting me know first, not like it was a problem, but just information he was sharing with me so that I was aware.
Man.
And then he said, you know, but it's no problem. We both okay. You know, we got to support each other. Love brought us here right now at this point.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything is fine. You know, keep doing what you do and, you know, and we're going to have a good day.
That's crazy.
And
That's crazy.
You know, right when I think, oh, I just had a good photo shoot. We just had a good time at the fair, and now I got to fight somebody in traffic. But, you know, he was a good dude, man. The universe touched him. You know, he obviously understand the idea behind being human.
Yeah.
And making mistakes, you know, and empathizing. You know, maybe he did that before to somebody. Maybe he drive down that street all the time. And know that lane always curves people in. I don't drive that street, so I wasn't even aware, and I probably wasn't paying as much attention as I wanted to because I actually was tired and high.
Yeah.
Because I was at the fair longer than you was. Yeah. Stayed an extra like almost 2 hours.
Okay. Yeah. See,
burning up.
Yeah. Nah. Player. See, that made me kind of think about something, and this is a thought I had maybe a week ago, and it was the situation of like reprimand versus instruction, and how that's received. And my breakdown of this was kind of like in these settings to where, you know, being told that you're doing something wrong all the time.
Right.
You know what I mean? As opposed to being shown how to do it. And the breakdown for this was like, if I, you know, instruct my son, you know, 11 years old, I'll tell him, Ken, go get the lug nuts off the tire so I can change the tire. Now, if I send him over there and he starts doing something, then I come out like, why are you doing it like that? You're doing it wrong. Mm-hmm. He goes and then starts to correct it, but then he's doing it, and I just get back on him like, bro, what are you doing?
Right.
That's not, now he's in this state of almost confusion, and like now he's not putting the effort because it's like, what am I going to mess up next? As opposed to walking out, look bro, so we put this on here, jack this, you put your foot on here, and that'll get it going.
Right.
You know, and giving that instruction and just how I think there's it goes back to something we talked about one of the way early episodes of the idea that people don't know everything. They don't know everything, you know.
Right.
And the frustration that comes in that. And I mean, we're all guilty of it, you know what I mean? Being frustrated at people for what they don't know.
Right.
But taking the time to step back and be able to communicate to them mm-hmm. the actual instruction.
Right.
And taking it from a stance that they don't, and not even, and not just that, but relaying the information, giving them the information, not in a way that's sounding like it's a burden to you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And because they can take that and then move forward with whatever that was. And that kind of relates in where you were going, where, you know, that situation, instead of him jumping off like most people would,
mm-hmm.
you know, and having this reaction of telling you what happened,
right.
but it really didn't matter. We still cool. We still good. It's everything is all right.
Right.
Look at how that took that situation a whole different place
right.
when just a few words switched in there and a different little, you know,
right.
tone
right.
could have shifted that whole thing. And I just right. think it's important to keep that in mind when having communications is that reprimand versus instructions.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So yeah, that was my piece.
Yeah, that was wonderful, man. Just kind of a wonderful display of awareness of you know, humanity, love, patience,
yeah,
understanding, all the things that we need in order to, you know, keep people, you know, on a positive plane and move forward and keep them working together as opposed to working separately.
Yeah.
You know, whatever he was trying to do with me, he was letting me know that we was together.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And I think that's the main point in where maybe like you were saying with your son or whatever, like if you teaching him in a way where he feel like y'all not together in this,
right.
then he going to be a little bit apprehensive
right.
about, you know, his actions. He going to be super nervous
mm-hmm.
and super insecure
right.
about his results. Whereas he do it wrong, but we still on the same team.
Yeah.
Then he know it's okay to make a mistake because this teammate is going to help him grow
right.
instead of making him feel bad.
Those simple word replacements, that you know? I, you versus we.
Right, right.
Those simple word replacements in situations can definitely help that feeling of unity, that feeling of togetherness. Yeah. You know, that's, I feel like that leader, one of the things I point out to people often is, You know, one of the traits of a great leader is somebody that remembers what it was to be a beginner.
Absolutely.
You got to remember what it was to be at the base level. And if you remember that as a leader, then you'll always have something with the people under you, the people following you, not necessarily under you, the people following you.
Right.
You'll always have a connection because you're not forgetting that.
Right. And I think, and to take that another step, you know, I think it's important for people to, you know, go as deep as possible in any situation, you know, make sure that all the information is gathered, you know, is accurate. You know, you do as much soul searching as possible because, you know, I think I wrote a quote, maybe that was yesterday, you know what I mean? Like being a strong person is typically only good when you're strong about the right things, you know, as opposed to strong about things that actually take away from togetherness and connections, you know what I mean? You know, so I always tell people that, you know, Dr. King and Hitler both are powerful people.
Right.
You know, but they were strong about different aspects of humanity and about moving forward as a unit than each other.
Right.
You know, and I feel like one was destructive and one was more constructive, I would say. And so, you know, we just have to, you know, we all just have to check ourselves honestly and be able to go as deep as possible, you know, because if you do have a situation that is in front of you that's trying, you know, before we start, you know, tossing out blame, before we start tossing out answers and solutions, before we start, you know, tossing out subliminals and things like that, like, you know, a lot of us don't make sure we understand every aspect of what's going on, which to me means that we have to understand every person involved. We have to know everybody's point of view involved in any given scenario in order for us to be able to go as deep as possible to come up with the best resolution for all parties involved. Because if we only looking at our own, you know, our own vision of what's going on, and then we have a one-sided solution, I guess, you know what I mean? And it's difficult, but we still have to empathize in those situations, and we have to listen, you know, before we give responses, before we give advice, before we try to teach somebody anything, like, we have to listen first. So every teacher was a great listener at one point, and in order to teach, you kind of have to know what people are going through, right?
Right. Like, because you can't, because at that point you're just telling them what you would do.
Exactly.
What you would do isn't necessarily going to be beneficial for that person. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I think what you're saying as far as being able to have pieces of these stories, because, I mean, there's really no way to get the whole story. Right. But at least if you get some background in dealing with different people and know what may work for them.
Right.
Because if you have somebody, let's say, that's very vocal, the information you give them is not going to work the same for somebody that's more reserved and doesn't want to deal with confrontation.
Right.
So you trying to take and give the same advice to both, it's not going to land.
Right.
So being able to know kind of what this person's strengths are, being able to use that to give them a solution that may work best for them. May not be for you, may not be the way you go about it.
Right.
But that's, I like that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and that's hard to do because, see, again, we live in a society where people don't really realize just how different people are. And that's I think that's what's kind of hurting us in a lot of ways, because people already have expectations on how they think people are supposed to act.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not realizing they don't have access to that information and you haven't even communicated that.
Yes.
You know, and again, people are all – what happens is I feel like people withhold information. They keep information – you know, they don't break it all down. They don't give it all to you in an unfair assumption that you already have that.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've been held to a standard that you're unaware of and that you may have never been taught.
Right.
You know, and so, like, the only thing we have left in these situations is a conversation, you know, which is part of the reason why, you know, I think we do this show and we keep talking about conversation, because it's just the aligning of information, man, so that people have parallel sight vision on any given scenario. You know, like, if we, you know, it really doesn't matter. We never gonna get anywhere trying to solve a problem if we don't even agree on what the problem is.
Right.
You know.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so all the time, you know, oftentimes people get into disagreements and they get into little social scuffles, verbal warfare, you know, and they don't even realize that they're not even talking about the same thing. And nobody has went further enough to figure out, wait a minute, what are you talking about exactly? Let me listen to you to make sure I know where you're even coming from.
The amount of times
before I even respond.
We've seen this. The amount of times. Right quick, the number up here, 503-231-8187. Make sure you got something on your mind. You give us a call and we can talk about it.
Again, 503-231-8187. Say what's on your mind. Give us a call. You know, I just tried to copy Cam right there. It worked. But go ahead, brother.
But yeah, it's just, I think, too, want to back up right quick with that is like the idea of the expectations, right? Mm-hmm. And then standards. Because I feel like those are two different things that sometimes get kind of thrown together. And like expectations, if you have these expectations of people, you'll probably often be disappointed. Right. But I feel like if you have your standard, this is your standard. And if somebody isn't there, then that's okay for you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's okay. You're not necessarily disappointing yourself the same kind of way, because with the expectations, you've built this thing up and this is what you believe it's going to be, right. As opposed to your standard being like, this is where it's at. If you're not there, then I can't do that. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, you having your standards. With that, I think there's also these points where people put the expectation of or maybe not even the expectation, let me back up. The standards may be set at this place that nobody will achieve that because it's something that's been created in their mind as far as something that can be reached. And we see a lot of this, again, in our social platforms where things are just out of anybody's reach. Right. And therefore, everybody's a disappointment to you. Nobody is as real. Nobody is as solid as whatever term you want to throw in there. And I think with that, it's having to accept sometimes that it's us. Right. It's not the other people. And I think that's something that gets forgotten in a lot of this stuff is it's sometimes us that is the problem in a situation.
Right.
You know what I mean? So right quick, who was on the line?
Robert.
Hey, hello?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing today?
What's going
on? Good, bro. Robert, what's up, man?
Oh, man, I just wanted to say, you know, I was listening to what you were saying. I called y'all, and I just want to say God bless the world, you know?
Yes.
Absolutely, man. That's what it's about.
Yep. And hopefully y'all are having a good day, and everything goes well.
Yeah, how's your day going, man, so far?
It's going good, man. Just started up on this outfit working again, so I'm going back to the routine again, you know what I mean?
Back on the workforce?
Yeah, some days, you know what I mean? Like, you're like, damn, what else is going on? But you got to focus on, hey, I'm here now.
Right. Gotta be in the moment.
Bask in the moment, man. Just be blessed that you're even here to be able to even think about that, you know? That's the main thing. You here. You alive.
Yep, exactly. And then start where you finish, you know?
That's right, and grow a little bit along the way.
Yep, exactly. And don't be hesitant on criticism.
Hey.
Yeah. Hesitant to give it or receive it?
Receive it, you know?
Right. Yeah.
And then focus on it later, you know? It's like, okay.
I can dig it.
Cool, Robert, man. We appreciate you calling in, man.
All right, God bless.
All right, back at you. Cool. One more?
We got Mark on the line.
Is it Mark? Is that right?
Yeah.
Hey, Mark, what's happening?
Hey, so I'm driving home, and I'm flipping through the stations, and I hear this conversation, and I don't even know who you guys are, but
we're Cam and David.
I'm sorry.
I said we're Cam and David. Nice to meet you.
Pleasure.
Nice to meet you too. Thank you. So, what is your role in the world? What do you guys do?
What we do is try to initiate dialogue. This show is called Calculated Conversation. And the goal of it is to make sure that you know, that we build bridges within society, within humanity, A lot of our topics go pretty deep. They're based on the idea that most people don't know what it's like to be other people. So we can calculate our conversations and our actions, you know, to reflect the desired result. Then we can possibly bring people closer and build bridges in society, you know, and focus more on our similarities as opposed to our differences, you know, and start to find out how we can all connect with each other. And these conversations are important because a lot of times we just don't know how different we are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, the first thing I want to say is I'm driving home from Portland to Vancouver and I'm listening to you guys and my eyes are leaking because I'm listening to what you're saying and it's touching my heart so much. I'm a nurse and I deal with patients that, you know, suffer through incredible stuff every day.
Yeah.
And I make it a point of listening. And I think that's why I'm a good nurse, mm-hmm. is because I listen to their stories.
Yes.
And I feel like the most healing part of what I do is not so much the nursing, it's not the pills that I give or the care that I give. It's the being present and the listening.
Yes.
And to sit here and listen to you guys say what you're saying, it blows my mind that there are people on the radio saying what you're saying. And I just want to say thank you so much, because this really is what it's all about. When I look at the times we're in and the division and the polarity, and I just think, God, we need to listen to each other. That's all we need to do.
Yeah.
So thank you for spreading the word. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark, man.
You're touching my heart very deeply.
And you're touching ours too, man, because we definitely need these calls to make sure that we are connecting with people and that we're going in the right direction, you know, and that we all starting to, you know, kind of intertwine with each other just to move forward, you know. So we really do appreciate you calling in, Mark, and I hope you hopefully you keep listening.
Oh, I will. And you know what? I truly believe it was the universe that brought me to hear that little chunk of your show tonight, and thank you for what you're doing.
Man, you're more than welcome, Mark. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
All right.
So Lisa?
Lisa.
Lisa?
Yep. Lisa's out.
First of all,
you took too long. They got time for this.
First of all, I heard you on another call. Is she still, Lisa there?
Do-do-do-do. Yep. I think she ran it back. Yep. Well, Lisa, if you out there,
and you are out there,
and give that call again.
Right, 503-231-8187. That's right, 8187.
KBOO.FM on your, KBOO, 90.7 on your FM dial.
Right, you sound just like him.
I'm trying.
Whoever him is.
Jeff.
Okay, bring Jeff in.
Hi.
Jeff, you there?
Yep.
All right. We got two. They'll call right back, though.
They're going to call back. So, right, we're going back to what before that, and just kind of talking about kind of accepting sometimes that it's us in situations and being able to kind of step up and take that. And one of the things that I think about, and this is one of the questions, and with meeting people sometimes and just conversations with people that I have, is asking them, like, you know, what would your ex tell me about you?
Right.
You know, like when you're selling yourself to people, whether it's a friendship, whatever it is, you know, you're giving them all the highlight reel.
That's right.
But how many times are you, you know, you're going to be honest and open about what it is that actually needs the improvement?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
and being able to throw that out there. And then also, what are the things, like the inner dialogue that you have with yourself about things that you know need improvement that you would never necessarily put out there, but taking that into account in these situations and seeing where you may be. And then do you take into account the feedback that you're getting from the other people? Because again, your reality of you is different than the reality of people, people's reality of you.
Right.
And I think there's something to be said for people who are able to listen to the people around them.
Right.
And not saying to necessarily build yourself up and down, because, yeah, there are people that are just, you know, are kind of reckless as far as how they communicate.
Right, right.
But taking the things that seem to be consistent. If you've heard something three or four times,
right,
that might be how it is on the outside, regardless of how you see what you're doing.
That's right.
You know what
That's
I mean?
Right.
And because sometimes the idea of like my intention, but the intention isn't always what matters. That's where I think some people get caught up in what they intended to do, but it's actually the impact. What did it actually do? What was the fallout from what it was your intention was? And taking that into account and being able to really to really be able to take this stuff and think about it a little bit deeper. But right quick, we're gonna jump over. We got Jeff back on the line.
Jeff, you there? He'll be back.
And we back for the tone.
Hey, so it's, I like that, man, because you know, I definitely do. I'm a big proponent of studying like intentions versus results.
Right.
And I have noticed that we do live in a society that is comfortable with justifying through intentions.
Right.
When in fact results can be sometimes drastic. You know, and people will run with that, you know, and they forget about the way that they made you feel. They forget about, you know, the drama they cause or the chaos.
Yeah.
And they focus on the intentions, which allows them to alleviate themselves from any accountability.
Right.
And so what I learned is what I found out is that the most difficult thing for people to do is be accountable for things they didn't intend. That takes a lot of strength.
B-I-N-G-O.
That takes a lot of strength. That takes a lot of concern and a lot of care. You have to, you know, your intentions are great, but you have to be concerned about your results.
Right.
You know, and the sooner we understand that, and I mean, we talked about this all the time, but I always bring up that manslaughter charge. You know what I mean? There's a reason that you get charged for killing somebody on accident.
Right.
There's a thing called negligence.
Right.
You know?
Right, right.
Negligent and homicide, man, or negligent verbal, you know, physical, social, you know, like we're all negligent in a lot of ways. And a lot of times we don't realize it because we hide behind the good stuff. But another thing is what you said. That's how I know we stay tuned in, because, you know, a lot of people come at me for like advice in their relationships. Right.
Right.
Same, and so after I listen to them and so after I listen for a while, my next question is, So I'm like, if I talk to them, what would they say your biggest problem is? Not what you think it is, not if you agree with them. I just want to know what they would say.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that always throw people inside. They kind of like shut down for a minute, because now you got to look at yourself.
Right.
And you got to kind of look at, there's a slight mirror kind of floating around now. You kind of like, should I look in it or not? You know, and so, but that's difficult for some people. But let's get to Jeff, man. Jeff, you here? Jeff.
You with us?
Jeff. I'm going to have to call Jeff's cell phone.
Hit him on the jack.
All right. But, you know, anyway, so that's one thing that I, and I know how hard that is, man. Yeah. You know, a lot of people will separate. Society will continue to, you know, sort of build a wedge between each other on issues of intentions versus results. Right. Well, I didn't try to do that, so you have no reason to be upset.
Right.
Well, I don't know what you tried to do, but you hurt me.
Right.
So I'm upset.
That's the end result.
You know, and so it goes both ways, you know. And so that level of awareness is like super keen, man, and super rare. But
and you can state your state your intention, but the person that you're stating your intention to does not have to forgive or say that that's okay. They're they're entitled to feel how they feel. So if you're stating your intention and they don't accept that as enough to make them feel back regular, then that's not, you can't be upset about that,
right?
Because again, that's how it impacted them.
Right.
And it may seem, it may.
Jeff, you there?
You there, Jeff? I don't know. But yeah, it's just It's you have to take that all into account, that whatever your intention was, what whoever the receiver is, whatever they feel. And I think there'd be a lot less if people can just accept, like, okay, I actually did do that.
Right, right.
That's how you feel. And at that point, okay, I need to, if I have an opportunity to change anything and, right. And try to double back, then right. utilize that. And if not, then accept that that's right. probably a different way I need to go about this next time I want to try that thing.
Right.
You
right.
know? It's just dealing with facts. And, you know, it's one of the things, it's funny, my older sister, she brought this up a while ago and said probably one of the most impactful things I've ever said to her was that, you know, you have to separate facts and feelings.
Right.
Facts are facts. That's solid. I said you can't go to court and argue just on your feeling.
Right.
You got to come in here with some facts. You got to come in here with something that's solid. Because your feelings are always gonna, always right. gonna sway you.
Otherwise, you get Judge Mathis. What happened, sir? Right. Can I talk? Okay, who are you? Okay, you okay? He gave you the $5 or not? You know, but you know, and so that's pretty deep, man. You know, the yeah. facts versus the feelings, yeah. and this is the reason why this show is called Calculated Conversation, because the goal is to already foresee the results, you know what I mean? And strategically organize your energy and your words to reflect the results that you desire, instead of just going out there and just kind of free shooting in the air, hoping right. that your results are achieved.
Right.
No, we have to calculate that. We right. have to know who we're dealing with. We have to, you know, be extremely you know, conscious of the way we're talking about things, right. the way we bringing up things. Is there any, you know, we got to be careful of pointing fingers, be careful of blame, be careful of the things that interrupt, you know, a healthy interaction in right. the first place, and stick to the things that make people feel comfortable in these conversations. Like when you know, if you attack somebody just off top because you're confused about something,
yeah.
well, we're going to forget about what you're confused about. Now we're talking about the attack.
Right. Right. That's all the other stuff is out the window. All the other stuff is out the window.
And so we got to understand it. So you have to be, you know, you have to practice, you know, reserve, you know what I mean? When you bringing up these sensitive subjects with your family, your friends, your boss, coworkers, loved ones, anybody in this world, you have to have reserve when you're initiating a tough conversation. And you have to, it's a real art. It's a real strategy to bringing up things that don't make you feel good, or things that may be a little confusing. There's an art to bringing those things up. Right. And until we learn what that art is, we're going to continue to create chaos in most of our interactions, and right. we're going to almost always get off subject.
Yes.
You know?
And if your desired outcome of this is to actually come to a resolution, then you can't approach this in that fake calm, the yeah. fake calm that is like, so I find it really interesting. You know, it can't be the fake calm. If this is something you're actually trying to have dialogue back and forth about right. to try to come to a resolution where both of you guys,
right.
and not even both of you guys are cool, but at least I guess that you're getting what it was that you were looking for in the beginning. Right. And I think a lot of times people were just looking for the argument. They're looking for right. that buildup. Right. Sometimes these things are not as deep as
people
made out to be.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get to the phones because they're calling in. Is it Alicia? What's her name?
Oh, Jeff.
Oh, that's different.
Close enough.
Jeff, you there?
I finally made it through, man.
Hey.
Yeah, we're getting hot, Jeff, up here, man. So it's hard to get down. No, I'm kidding. We're glad you called, man. What's going on?
I am so glad that you're here to take my call. That's the important thing.
Yes.
Because I have next to nothing to say.
Well, it took you long enough to get through, man.
Except that this has been a darn game to get through to you. Yes, of course. But other than that, gentlemen, men, oh, my good men. Stay with me for a second.
We're here.
You are attracting some very intelligent callers. That's a great thing. And what you're talking about, incidentally, involves governing. Now, that means self-governing.
Right.
Which is a hard task for so many of our fellow citizens and inhabitants of this land. But that is the ultimate way by which we actually get along, is that we self-govern. We govern that thing, that muscle that we're told is the most dangerous of all muscles in the body, and that is the tongue.
Mm.
We govern our tongue in order that we might listen a little more. I have been, if you'll permit me, I have been binging on Burt Bacharach's excellent number one selling single called and performed by the likes of Dionne Warwick, amongst others. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. And part of that involves listening carefully, and listening with intent, and calming or governing the tongue prior to that urge which says, oh, I'm about to say something now. You know, the Europeans say of Americans, if you'll permit me this much, the Europeans say of Americans, there are two kinds of Americans. There is the American that is talking, and there is the American that is waiting to talk.
Ooh.
And until you begin to do a little more listening, a little more patient, empathetic listening, you will not be prepared to talk,
right?
Because talk is so often utterly empty. As they say, money talks, bull spit walks, whatever of that. It's all about talk, 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 talk. And, you know, the good folks, David Byrne and his crew in Talking Heads, told us a whole lot about that. But thank you for demonstrating the importance of listening, of taking calls from people who are highly intelligent, who are new to your program. If you'll permit me, welcome aboard.
Holla.
And all right, to repeat myself, you guys have your poops in groups. You know what's going on.
Thank you, Jeff.
Appreciate you, Jeff, man. It's always a pleasure to hear from you.
I love you every stitch of the way. I love you, and I will continue to listen to the greatest program on radio. Thank you so much.
All right, we love you,
man,
back, bro.
Love you back, man. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
Hey.
Hey, man. Hey, we got more calls.
We got something else. Wait, right quick, for anybody else that's out there waiting, 503-231-8187. Calculated conversations.
Right, Jeff is like our family.
Yeah, Jeff in there. Jeff in that thing.
Should have had him at the photo shoot. Lisa, yeah, let's bring her in.
Come on, Lisa.
Is Lisa right? Or Lisa, you there? Oh, Elise. Oh. Elise. Sorry. You there? Hello.
Hola. Hello.
Elise. Well, until she gets back. But there are two types of American. American waiting to talk and America that's talking. I like that.
Righteous.
I like that. Yeah, listening.
Two ears, one mouth.
The greatest teachers, greatest philosophers, greatest business people, greatest players, greatest humans have listened to something and very intensively,
right?
You know, in order to be considered the greatest, because you're only the greatest when you relate to a large, you know, like a large amount of people or a pool or a major part of society, should
right.
I say? That's, you know, when you're affecting their lives in a way that they can all, everybody can benefit from and grow from, and just kind of increase the universal energy in everybody's life,
right?
You know, and so you have to listen. You have to know what people are going through,
right?
You know, and part of the reason I think why we here is that we've done a fair amount of listening in our lives.
Yeah.
You know, even to the things that weren't even said to us, which is kind of why we here,
between the lines,
because we have to be able, you know, to relate that to the average person,
right?
You know, and I think it's an amazing thing what Jeff called in and said, man. I love that.
Yeah,
That was crazy.
I wonder sometimes, and I think about this too, because I'm sure you didn't experience this, you know, through your lifetime. And I feel like since I was a kid, one of those things that people would come up and unload all of their everything.
Right.
And there's times I'm like, my little brother, you know, did the photo shoot. We'll link up here and there. And he'd be just like, why do people do that? Like, why, how? I have no idea. But part of it is, as far as going back to more earlier when I was saying about feedback, it's one of those things that you listen.
Right, right.
Not only listen, but kind of ask a couple questions here and there just to get a better understanding instead of just being like, oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm not a, oh, that's crazy type of person. Like, I want to know a little bit more. You know what I mean? Yeah. Understand it. I think the fact that, for me, I'm interested in the why. Right. Not so much of the thing, and I point this out all the time. Like, I don't know favorite colors, and I don't care about favorite colors. Why is that your favorite color? What's the memory that you have in your mind as to why that became?
Right.
To me, that makes more sense. You know what I mean? But being able to have people feel some type of way, whatever it is that's being given off, that they're able to open up, they're able to just dump it. And not feel any kind of way, not feel judged. I think that's the biggest thing. It's something about the personality that they're not feeling judged.
Yes.
That's where I think a lot of people, why people don't go to, why people don't go to counseling, why people don't talk to their family, you know, these things, because they don't want to feel judged.
Right.
And I definitely know in my history where, as far as dealing with people, I'm going to tell you things that you probably don't want to hear about yourself and, you know, where you effing up in things. And I think there's my group of people, they respect that.
Right.
Because I'm gonna pump you up.
Right.
But at the same time, if something is off, it's like, that's probably your fault.
Right.
That's actually your fault.
you know what I mean?
Like going into that. And I think there's a certain amount of respect. You might not like it in that moment. You might be upset with me in that moment. But I know on the back end, it's gonna play out the way it's supposed to. You know what I mean? And that's why I think most of my friendships, my bonds that I've built have lasted the length of time.
Right. That's because you're telling the truth to the right people.
Righteous.
You tell it to the wrong people, you're gonna be enemy number one.
Yeah.
You know. Okay, let's get Lisa in here.
Okay.
Oh, Lisa.
Can you hear me now? No, I was just gonna say, from the beginning of the show, you guys were talking about it was so long ago now. and then Jeff kind of took some of what I was going to say, but I've learned so much about relationship building and being more trauma informed. And I think, you know, I'm in social work, so we do this anyway. And knowing about who someone is really important.
Right.
And when you do the work, you know, you just do it automatically. But when you're offline, so to speak, it's a lot harder.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also in management now, so I had to learn how to talk to people.
Right.
And what I learned the really hard way is that I'm very black and white, and I'm like, do this or why are you here kind of a thing.
Jeez.
And it doesn't, you know, it doesn't.
That's dictatorship right there.
You know,
that's
we're all work, okay?
Right.
But what I learned in moving up is that, you know, everything is a relationship, whether it be your staff, whether it be your friend, whether it be your mom, or even, you know, like the guy you meet at the gas station, it's still relationship building, and you don't know where somebody's coming from and why they act a certain way.
Right.
And I remember managing this girl who, so, you know, I was doing my typical supervision with her, and one day she just started crying.
Hmm.
And I was, and I'm not a real crier either, so I was like, why is she crying, though? And she just said to me, like, you talk to me like you're my mom, and it makes me feel a certain kind of way. It's not that I can't do the work. It's that, you know, how you talk to me, it makes me feel like it triggered her because she didn't have a good relationship with her mom.
Right.
So she found something. And I really had to take a step back and look at me, because it wasn't her, it was me.
Right.
And I don't even know how to explain it. It's just a place for everyone to grow when you really think, like, why are they acting like that, though? Because there's a reason. Right, especially when you don't really know somebody and they're being a certain way, or even in relationships, I guess, because everybody comes with something,
right,
some kind of baggage.
Right, right.
So you really have to listen, like David said, and you really have to know what is the reason before I go down this road with you. Because I really, with her, I had to take a full 100,000 steps back, you know, and I had to do growing, I had to do professional development, and I actually got help with this because I was like, I don't know you know, she's had so much happen to her, like, I don't know how to approach her. But everybody is different. You can't come at everybody right. the same and get the same results. You're just not. That's just not how it works.
Yes.
But I'm happy to say she still works for me. and look, and she likes me.
That's good.
You figured it out. That's
it's
dope.
It's really hard. It's really, really hard, I think, for us to remember that, especially when everybody's trying to be right and everybody has something to say, and we're all, no matter what everybody says, to some degree, we're kind of calculating what we're already going to say back to you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so that 110% listening thing is,
it's a myth.
It's a skill like you really have to really work on.
Yeah, and it's a constant work. It's not, you don't hit a day that's like, oh, I got it.
Right.
And from here on out, I got it. Nah, this is a constant reminder. That's that pep talk. And I think that's where the value in a breath, a deep breath, not a huff and puff, but just a deep breath to get yourself back down and really process what it is that you want to convey.
Right.
Because, you know, in back and forth conversation, we don't have, like, an email is different, because I'm sure we didn't all started an email response or a text back off crazy and then had to be like, you know, let me reel it back. Let me change the sentence structure a bit. Let me add this. Let me take this out, move this around, and then send that off. And it lands a lot better than that initial reaction. And that's a lot harder to do when you're just letting it come from your mouth. As Jeff said, the tongue.
It's the tongue.
Eminent domain over that tongue.
Yep. All right. Well, we appreciate you calling in, Lisa.
All right, guys. Have a good night.
All right. Thanks you too.
Man, so yeah, this stuff is universal. All
right,
man.
I'm feeling pumped in that.
Everybody wants to be right. That's what she said. I like that. Me personally, you know, I don't know how much I care about being right. You know what I mean? People think that you want to be right all the time, but I mean, the main goal with me is to make sure that the information we have is parallel.
Yeah.
You know, I almost don't really care who's right as long as I know what's going on.
Right.
You know, that's my thing. And I think that's where people get conversations misconstrued and they take things personal. You have to make sure that whoever you're communicating with has the information that you have.
Right.
You know, and not only that, whoever you're communicating with, you need to make sure you understand their point of view and where they're coming from and why they have that feeling. And then you can start to zero in on that why for them.
Yeah.
Right. And then you start on that why, then you start kind of speaking their language. So when you're talking about their why, they're more receptive. When you're talking about your why, they're like, you just think you're right. You know what I mean? So sometimes, you know, if, you know, depends on, you know, where the awareness is at, depending on where the awareness is on whatever side of the conversation. I mean, one person has to at least relax and try to go with the other person's why in the beginning in order to prevent major confusion, though.
And both of you guys can actually be right in your own sense of it. Oh. Validate people. Validation.
I may not agree, but I understand.
Righteous.
So with that being said, Calculated Conversation, we out next Tuesday, 7 p.m., same place.
Same time.
Instagram, Calculated Conversation. Facebook, Calculated Conversation Radio. Twitter, Calculated Talk.
You can also hit us on the emails. CalculatedConversation@gmail.
And CalculatedConversation.com.
HTTPS.com.
KBOO Community Radio and the Jazz Society of Oregon are thrilled to present the 38th Annual Cathedral Park Jazz Festival, July 20th, 21st, and 22nd at Cathedral Park in North Portland. The weekend starts with blues on Friday night. Norman Sylvester, Reggie Houston, and the Northwest Women Rhythm and Blues will be there. Saturday and Sunday will include Becky Kilgore, The Quadrophones, Tahira Memory, Randy Porter with Nancy King, The Ray Charles Review, and more. That's the 38th Annual Cathedral Park Jazz Festival, Portland's longest-running community event. July 20th, 21st, and 22nd, under the St. John's Bridge in North Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the Northwest String Summit, July 19th through 22nd at Horning's Hideout in North Plains, Oregon. The Northwest String Summit is celebrating its 17th year as a bluegrass, roots, and Americana music festival. Performers this year include three nights of the Yonder Mountain String Band and Green Sky Bluegrass. Other performers include Andy Hall, the Shook Twins, Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, The Deer, Carolyn Cotter, and many more. Again, that's the Northwest String Summit from July 19th through the 22nd at Horning's Hideout, 21277 Northwest Brunswick Canyon Road in North Plains, Oregon. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
This is KBOO Portland.
Got the club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choose. A club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choose. A club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choose. A club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choose. A club going up.